You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The longest-serving Senate party leader in U.S. history, Kentucky U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, says he is retiring. The Republican's departure at the end of his term next year will cap 40 years in Congress. Today, on his 83rd birthday, McConnell paid tribute to his mother.
I've never lost sight of the fact that without my mother's devoted care, a childhood encounter with polio could have turned out a lot worse.
McConnell still walks with a limp and suffers health problems related to polio. His support for childhood vaccinations put him at odds with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s anti-vaccination advocacy. Earlier this month, McConnell was the sole Republican to join Senate Democrats in opposing Kennedy's confirmation as Health and Human Services Secretary. Kash Patel is the next director of the FBI. He was confirmed today, largely along a party line vote, but two Republicans, Maine Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, joined Democrats in voting no. New York Governor Kathy Hochul will not remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office, that according to multiple sources with knowledge of the governor's thinking. John Campbell of member station WNYC reports.
State and city law give the governor power to oust the mayor, but Governor Hochul doesn't intend on using that authority, at least not for now. Instead, she'll push bills to rein in the mayor's power and give the state more oversight. Hochul weighed Adams' fate in a series of meetings with city leaders this week. The Trump administration moved to dismiss federal corruption charges against the mayor earlier this month. That led a handful of prosecutors to quit. Two accused the mayor of cooperating with Trump's immigration crackdown in exchange for a dismissal, which the mayor denies. For NPR News, I'm John Campbell in Albany.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas returned the bodies of four Israeli hostages today in a ceremony run by mass militants in the south of Gaza. It's the first group of hostage bodies to be handed over under the ceasefire that went into effect January 19th. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi reports Hamas had a defiant message for the United States.
Hamas gunmen stood on a stage with the four coffins of the Israeli hostages draped in black. Behind them, a poster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a fanged vampire. A masked militant from the Qassam Brigades, Hamas's military arm, spoke from the stage with a message directed at President Donald Trump. He called Trump's plan to displace Palestinians from Gaza and rebuild the strip under U.S. ownership nonsense.
What do you think might frighten us? Death? We've made very good friends with death lately. Equally receiving and delivering it.
Hamas is expected to release six live hostages on Saturday. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Jericho.
From Washington, this is NPR News. As the Trump administration works to shrink federal government spending, on Air Force One today, the president shared his vision for the District of Columbia.
We should govern D.C. I think the federal government should take over the governance of D.C. and run it really, really firmly. And I like the mayor. I get along great with the mayor. But they're not doing the job.
Mayor Muriel Bowser noted D.C. home rule is not up to the White House.
It's a congressional issue. Home rule is done by act of Congress, and it is in the hands of the Congress.
This hour, President Trump's holding a White House event marking Black History Month. The former head of the Spanish Soccer Federation has been found guilty of kissing a star player on the field after Spain's victory at the 2023 Women's World Cup Final in Sydney. From Seville, Miguel Macias has details.
The video immediately went viral. Luis Rubiales was on the stage where victory medals were being handed out. A few steps away from the Queen of Spain, Rubiales grabbed player Jennifer Hermoso's head and kissed her on the mouth without apparent consent. The moment sparked a kind of Me Too movement in Spain under the motto Se acabó, it's over. The saga arrived at its last chapter this week, with Rubiales being found guilty of sexual assault and fined about $11,000. He was also ordered not to go within 200 meters of Hermoso for 1 year. The verdict, however, is bittersweet for Hermoso and the players who testified in court, as Rubiales and his close circle were cleared of the charge of coercion. They were accused of pressuring Hermoso repeatedly to say publicly that the kiss was consensual. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville, Spain.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, northeast winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, north winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 12 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 8 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula, today, cloudy, a chance of rain and snow in the morning, then a chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, rain and snow likely in the evening, then a chance of rain and snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Friday, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 6:15 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches, a low at 2:15 at 1 foot 8 inches, a high at 9:32 p.m. at 4 feet, and a low tonight at 11:50 at 3 feet 10 inches. Your sun rose at 8:52 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:59, giving us 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
The wind that blows the whole night through, got from toast instead of morning dew. Bring a song and bring some wood, and we'll stay warm the whole night through. On a mountain about as high as you can go, way up on a windy ledge.
Yeah. heard my guitar. She was long and tall, she was the queen of them all. Light on her feet. We went up to her room and she lowered the boom. Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night.
Down below, they danced and sang in the street, while up above the walls were steaming with heat.
Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night. I was feeling no pain, feeling good in my brain. If I tell another
let me lay neath the rose. Let my eyes no longer see. Thank you.
Thank you. ago, I used to know. She dealt my love a savage blow. I was so young, too blind to see. But anyway, that's history. I say history never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. Don't say the words you might regret. I lost before, you know I can't forget. You say I always play the fool. I can go on if that's the rule. Better to jump than hesitate. I need a change and I can't wait. History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. Shining in the dark, leading me on towards a change of heart. History never repeats. History never repeats.
APIA is pleased to announce that our Employment Training and Related Services Division will be traveling to the region in February to share resources and information about workforce development, training, educational scholarship opportunities, the Tribal Vocational Rehabilitation Program, and our child care services. Please stop by and visit our staff in St. Paul February 23rd through March 2nd or contact Kiara Johnson at kiaraj@apiai.org or 907-222-9762 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on a translator, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
I know what boys like, I know what guys want. Touch me, I never let them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. But you're special,
I might get you.
You're so much different,
I might get you.
Would you like that?
I might get you.
And buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me.
Yeah.
something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door.
Got you in his side.
what you're doing with a clown like me. It's surely one of life's little mysteries. So tonight, the stars above, how did I ever win your love? What did I do? What did I say to turn your angel eyes my way? Well, I'm the guy who never